It's the 4th of July, and my family has all gathered at my aunt's house for the big celebration. We're all in the backyard, and I walk up to my cousin as he's getting ready to set off the first firework. Just as the town's fireworks begin to glisten in the distance, my cousin sets off the one sole firework, and in a split second, a blanket of red gems burst and spread across the night sky.
I remember how my mother would set the table. She would first organize the utensils, and I would run around and laugh with my brother and my cousins. Then my mother would call for us to come to the dining room to eat. She then continues to make the next dish in the kitchen. And when we all eat together, my grandpa turns on the TV to watch his favorite opera.
There was a cherry jar in my fridge, and he found them one day, told me how much he liked them, and then kinda ate the whole jar. So now whenever I see cherries, I think about him. Yes, I'll have a kitty cocktail. You can have the cherry.
Ma routine quotidienne est comme la plupart des gens à Paris. Le matin, je vais dans un café juste à côté de chez moi dans le premier arrondissement. Je m'assois dans ce petit chaise rouge, je regarde les gens, je prends mon café et j'attends. Je reviens dans ce café avec mes copains et mes copines et on discute, on parle, on rigole, on regarde les gens et on boit du vin. Le vin, ça teint les lèvres, ça teint les verres, mais c'est la vie. Et c'est ma vie à Paris.
It's Christmas time. My family is together again, and the house is never quiet. There's this one cartoon that we never miss.
We better hurry up, tomorrow's Christmas Day.
When we try to dress the tree with the kids.
Oops!
Santa's arrival.
Hey look, here comes Santa!
kommer, nu kommer tomten.
Det vill inte finnas några snälla barn.
God jul, Ellen. Du har varit riktigt snäll i år nu då.
Jag var supersnäll hela dagen.